If you ever pay a visit to the south part of the United States, you might hear the stories of Brer Rabbit, Brer Fox, and Brer Bear. In these stories, Brer Rabbit always plays tricks on Brer Fox and Brer Bear. If you pay attention to the story, you might be able to pick out the lesson. These stories are old, but the lessons never go out of date. Once in a while, Brer Rabbit went shopping. One day, he was on the way to town when Brer Fox chased him. Brer Rabbit hid in an old log. You might think Brer Rabbit would be scared in the log. On the contrary, Brer Rabbit was singing to himself. The singing went on and on. Finally, Brer Fox said, "Come out of that log, or I'll tear it apart piece by piece to get you." Brer Rabbit told Brer Fox, "On the weekend, Brer Bear goes to the river to catch fish. Then he goes home on foot with his bag full of fish. If you let me go, I'll show you how to get it." Brer Fox agreed, and they went to the road. Right on time, Brer Bear came walking from the river. Brer Rabbit took off one shoe and put it in the road. Then he hid behind a tree. When Brer Bear saw the shoe, he said to himself, "I should pick it up. But, of course, I don't have the other shoe." So he kept walking. Brer Rabbit put on his shoe again and ran ahead to another part of the road. He was out of breath from running. He put the other shoe in the road. When Brer Bear saw the shoe in the road, he put down his bag of fish to walk back and get the other shoe. Brer Rabbit picked up his shoe and the bag of fish and ran to meet Brer Fox. The next weekend, Brer Fox waited by the road on purpose to trick Brer Bear again. Brer Fox put his shoe in the road and hid behind a tree. A few hours later, right on schedule, Brer Bear came walking from the river. As he was passing by the tree, he saw the shoe in the road. Brer Bear picked it up, put it in his bag, and kept walking. Brer Fox was surprised. He ran after Brer Bear and said, "Brer Bear, I lost my shoe. Have you seen it?" Brer Bear took the shoe out of his bag and asked,
"Is this your shoe?"
Brer Fox said,
"Yes."
Then Brer Bear knew that it was Brer Fox who tricked him the weekend before. Brer Bear grabbed Brer Fox by the neck and beat him until he passed out.